What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I'm Mark Moore with Peace of Mind, here with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And we have a very special guest today, don't we, Kathy?
Yes, we do.
Who's our special guest? Introduce them.
Our daughter, Madison Moore.
Madison Moore.
Say hello.
Hi.
Madison, what do you like to do?
Volleyball.
Volleyball. Get close to the mic, honey, so we can hear you. So Madison is playing club volleyball and also for school. So, you know, personal opinion, we like to encourage our kids to play sports because I think it's a good life lesson. If you work hard in sports, you can work hard in life. So anyway, Kathy's family, a lot of people played sports in her family. And so we are definitely, it's just a good thing and a wholesome thing for kids to do is be out and playing sports.
Keeps them out of trouble.
Keeps them out of trouble, yeah. Also, I wanted to say happy birthday to my dad, Carl Moore. Today is his birthday. I know this show is pre-recorded, but he is 88 years old.
Yes.
So we had another family member that lived to be like 105.
Right.
And they asked him, they said, why? You know, what was your secret to being older, longevity? And he had said, well, he'd never had access to a doctor. So so anyway, you just never know why people live to be old, or, you know, or why some people don't. But anyway, I think being 88 years old is quite an accomplishment. So
absolutely.
And I've got a big one coming up in March, don't I, Kathy?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so I will be 50. And, you know, I've talked about how, you know, I was a college kid, and it just seems like yesterday, you know, I was studying risk management, insurance, Appalachian State. And I got to college, and I had book knowledge. I knew how to go through a policy. I knew how to read a policy. I'd been through the different insurance policies, and, you know, I was familiar with, you know, what coverages were and things of that nature. But I didn't have another thing called experience, right?
Yes.
So today, it's funny how we started this show and just things are just starting to come back to me or situations we've had. When you've been doing this 25 years, and I know one of our, you know, online, they say we've seen a thing or two, and that is definitely true because we've had different claim situations or things that's happened. I've had to look somebody in the eye that's come in the office that's house burned or somebody that's been in a car accident, and we feel like we're counselor to some expense too because we're there at a bad time in somebody's life.
Right.
So anyway, to talk about today's show, you know, last time we talked about you know, rising water and flood.
Correct.
Today we're talking about, today's show topic is called tree trouble, and boy, we've had some tree trouble, have we not?
We sure have.
Okay, so I'm gonna talk about, going back to the experience thing, when I got in insurance school and I came to start working with my cousin Gene. And I started More Insurance out of his office. He had Clay Insurance Service. It, you know, things worked out for a reason. Back in 95, not long after I got there, it was Gene Moore and Marianne Hooper from Ann Leopard at the time worked there. And his dad, my Uncle Andrew, was not doing good. And so Gene had to actually go to Atlanta and spend time with him. And I was just kind of thrown in there all of a sudden. You know, it worked out good that I was there to kind of, you know, I guess me and Marianne got things done. It was, you know, Gene was gone. But in the midst of things, talking about getting my experience, getting my teeth cut right off the bat, October 4th, and maybe October 5, I believe, of 95, we had a hurricane come through. And that's something that I don't remember having, you know, something that bad in our area, but it was Hurricane Opal. I don't think you remember that, Kathy. It didn't hit where you were at. But tell us about when you get here, just the sounds of a storm is different than you're used to, correct?
Correct.
Because you've got...
There's a lot more trees, that's why.
The trees,
and
you've got wind.
And
it's just a different sound than you may experience in other parts of the country. You know, we have lots and lots of trees.
Right.
So, but those trees are actually, you know, from an insurance standpoint, we've talked about fire. We've talked about water damage. Another very common claim that we got is a problem with a tree, correct?
Correct, yeah. Yes.
So anyway, in October 4th of 95, we heard this really bad sound, and I was living over in a rental house, and the windows were just making this rattling sound. And I didn't know if they were going to blow or not. It was just, there was one point in the storm that just sounded bad. So we went down to a basement and just kind of spent the night, because I had some roommates there. And the next day, it was bad. And I spent a good part of the next couple of weeks going out and making pictures of trees. Mm-hmm. Because there were people had blocked driveways. There were people had trees in their house, trees in their car. It had come through here and just tore up the whole area. So when we're looking at insuring property, you know, we do inspections a lot of times. Our company does.
Right.
What happens when you see a tree that looks like it might fall?
Well, of course, you want to, if you have a dead tree, you need to be able to make sure you know that you probably need to remove it, and make sure hopefully it doesn't, you know, it's too close to your house or any of your structures like sheds or fencing, because if it were to blow over, there's going to be damage to your premises.
What did we do at our old house?
At our old house, we took out a bunch of trees.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because I'm an insurance agent.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, we both are. Yes. Yes.
So we had a huge oak tree, I mean, right outside our bedroom window. And every time it stormed, I was always, you always worried
concerned,
about what
yes.
could happen. So I've had a customer call me and they'll say, hey, this tree's going to fall in my house. You can get some out here and get that tree out.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I'm like, well, you know, I understand that. Common sense and insurance, I understand this will be good. But that's not how it works, is it, Kathy?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Why?
Well, because you have to maintain your own property. And, of course, if it would fall on your structure, you want to try to avoid, you know, any type of exposure for yourself.
So a customer's going to say, so you're telling me that you could save a bunch of money being an insurance company by mm-hmm. taking my tree out today.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have that happen, or would you rather have the tree fall from my house and now we've got a, you know, $50,000 loss?
Right.
So what happens in that situation?
Well, we can't do anything about
it. The insurance company is not going to pay for that.
No, they're not.
And I understand that. I get it.
I get it, but
yeah,
it's not out of our hands at that point.
But it has to be a loss.
Correct.
And so what we did is we hired a contractor to come out to our house.
He was licensed and insured.
Yes. Yes.
And make sure they have insurance.
Yes, because you don't want to have somebody injured taking...
Correct.
Down your tree or having a tree fall on your house,
mm-hmm.
or, you know. But anyway, that really gave me some experience right off the bat when I had all these. I mean, we had claims. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine today what that would be like, because our office back then was really tiny. We had one office. Today we've got five. You know, we insure thousands of homes. So... anyway, that was a bad experience. Well, I don't want to say it's a bad experience. It was actually a learning experience, and we did help our customer.
Yes.
But it was a bad experience for our customer.
Correct.
I had a situation a while back where, you know, this is actually people we knew. And then sometimes you hate to have your friends insured or people that you know sometimes when something goes wrong or they think that something's going to be covered and it's not. So I had a call. Mark, all our trees have blown down our yard. So I went to the house, and you know what, Kathy? There was not one tree on anything. It was just mm-hmm. out in the field.
Right.
So your insurance policy is not going to cover a tree blowing down in the middle of your field or your yard.
Right.
It has to hit what, Kathy?
A structure.
So what would the structure be?
It would be your actual home, a fence, a retaining wall, or even like a shed.
Or blocking your driveway.
Blocking your driveway.
Yes.
It has to be on a covered structure.
Yes. So just like we talked about the flood situation where we had a customer that wanted us to file a claim for having his creek banks washed out.
Right.
That's not covered either.
No.
So people are not happy when they find this out
right.
a lot of times.
Right.
On commercial insurance, I know this is a show about personal, but, you know, we can insure, say, a golf course fairway. And we've had
yes.
that claim before where, you know, we're insuring trees, greens, and fairways. We've
yes.
had that claim. But on a homeowner's policy, we just do not have, it's just something that's not going to be covered unless it does hit that insured premises.
Correct. That's
okay.
correct.
So we will be continuing our show here. And you're listening to Peace of Mind with Mark and Kathy Moore. And after the break, we'll be talking some more about today's topic, tree trouble.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. This is Kathy Moore, and I'm with my husband, Mark Moore.
I get to say hello now.
Hi. Let me say hello. Yeah. I wanted to discuss real quick about where we're located. More Insurance Services is located in Hayesville, Hiawassee, and Blairsville. And you can find us online at www.more-insurance.com or on Facebook. So please like us. Mountain Insurance is located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. And Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge is located between United Community Bank and Burger King. So again, please like us on Facebook and visit our websites if you'd like to have a free quote.
Yes, and we're very blessed with the people we work with.
Yes.
And, you know, in Murphy, we've got Bella Dockery's, our assistant office manager in the Murphy office. We've got Mandy Sosby in Hayesville. And we've got Ashley Miller in Blairsville. A lot
yes.
of people do business with these ladies. And I tell you, they're spot on, and they take care of us. And we're very, right. very blessed to have them. Speaking of which, you know, today's show is Tree Trouble. But I want to rewind this a little bit and talk about some... We had two different situations or things happen in the office.
Right.
As Kathy and I have talked before, we have purchased insurance agencies. You know,
right.
a lot of my growth expansion has been to make acquisitions, which I believe I have done six of those now.
Right.
So when we buy an agency, we have to do what's called re-underwriting, which means if something is not up to what we would write as a minimum type of policy, then we got to go through there and see, you know, we're picking up somebody else's work.
Correct.
So we had, you know, we had a situation just last week where we had two different situations where one customer we had found out, sometimes we are detectives, correct, Kathy?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this customer had actually changed the house from being a primary homeowner's policy to a rental house.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about how you don't want to have the wrong kind of policy on your house when you have a claim.
Exactly.
And if this would be the wrong kind of policy because it's not written for a rental situation.
Because there's a different exposure.
You've got liability. So it was a bearer of bad news because the cost to rewrite this house was $400.
Right.
And, you know, I hate to see somebody pay more money, but if you're getting something that's wrong, then you may have a situation with
paid.
A claim.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that was, we had to rewrite the policy. You know, the customer obviously is not going to be happy about that, but you know, you don't want to have the wrong situation.
Right.
The wrong
you
type
need
of
to
policy.
Be transparent with your insurance
yes.
agent so they can actually insure you properly.
Yeah.
If we don't know, then we can't help you avoid exposure. And there might be a potential claim that we can't cover you if we don't know if it's correct.
No situation we'll be in. I got thinking of another thing, Kathy, too, is, you know, if you got a wood stove,
mm-hmm.
you need to let your agent know.
Yes.
And let your agent know. Just if you got something. Another one we had was, we discovered a policy that was written as a homeowner's policy, and it was a mobile home.
Correct.
So that's not even correct.
Right.
So you can sometimes get a homeowner's policy on a mobile home, but it's got
usually
to be
a manufactured home.
Well,
yeah.
But if you have a mobile home that's got a continuous masonry foundation, you might be able to get some coverages there. I did our homeowner's policy on that, but I did want to rewind one story from last week about flood. I know we're talking about trees today, but just to go back, some mobile home policies actually cover
flood. Mm-hmm.
And so what the claim was, I heard about it, you know, you go to these classes about what they call errors in omission. Some agent has made an error. Yes. And it makes you want
to
just like, okay, I'm done. But I'm not going to quit. I keep on going. You know, insurance business will get you down sometimes, but it's definitely times where I know in this situation here, I'm sure the agent was in a bad way.
And
but
it wasn't us.
Yeah, it wasn't us, thank God.
Yes.
But what he did is he wanted to save money for the customer, which is a good thing.
Yes.
So the company he had would write a mobile home that had the continuously masonry foundation on a homeowner's policy.
Correct.
Now, here a guy said a lot of times, you know, this particular one we had last time, we had to rewrite because it was just, you couldn't get it. And it was written incorrectly. So what happened was they lived in the river.
Mm-hmm.
Rewrote the policy, and the trailer went for a swim
mm-hmm.
down the French Bald River, I believe it was, in Asheville, And now the mobile home is sitting on somebody else's property. Well, the policy they had before that was rewritten, what was a mobile home policy, covered flood. And when the agent rewrote the policy, he never thought about they were losing the flood coverage. So that was a really bad situation that I'd hate to see somebody in.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure the agent was a good guy. He just didn't think about it. It just, you know, it was just a terrible thing that that's what happened.
So we like to learn from other people's
mistakes. We want to hear about situations. And it goes back to my experience I'm telling you about. You know, I had the book knowledge and, you know about insurance. But the experience that you have out in the real world is the best teacher.
Correct.
You know, even though you know have book knowledge. So talking some more about trees today, Kathy, you know, one thing will happen is, look, I'm gonna ask you a question. I know the answer, but so if your neighbor's tree falls on your house, who pays for that?
Well,
I mean, let's just say that it's a live tree.
If it's a live tree and it falls on your property, we have this happen all the time. Typically, it's the other person that pays for it if it's on your, but they subrogate basically.
Who pays for it is you pay for
it,
not the other person.
Right.
So if you have a homeowner's policy and your neighbor's trees falls in your house, you're paying for it.
Right.
And that's a real, people are mad about that when they find out. Because it's a neighbor's tree and they didn't take care of it. Well, that's all good and well.
If it's dead, too, it's a completely different,
situation. The thing about it is, that is going to be something your homeowner's insurance pays for and your deductible.
Right.
And people are mad about that. Well, that's not even my tree. Why am I responsible for this?
Right.
It's considered an act of God. It's considered, you know, a tree fell in your house.
Right.
Now, there is one way to potentially have the neighbor pay for this.
Yes.
Is if you put them on notice, and this would, the best way to do would be to have a certified letter from your attorney saying that, you know, this is a hazard. You need to remove your tree. And if they fail to act, then you may have a leg to stand on in that case.
Well, I think some people are reasonable, and if they don't realize it, and maybe they're seasonal and they don't know that they have an issue, you can also communicate with the person who owns it and ask them to take care of it. But a lot of people say, I've talked to them, I've sent them a letter, I've called them, and they just won't do it. So the certified letter is really, really the best option for them, showing proof that that was actually taken care of.
But just to be clear, if your neighbor's tree falls in your house, it's a live tree, you're paying for it.
Yes, exactly.
That's who's going to pay.
Yes.
And I know that sounds, but that from a legal standpoint, that is the way it's going to be.
Right.
So, you know, people have disputes with their neighbors all the time. I mean,
yes, they do.
I've got a cousin, it's David Hyatt. He used to say he liked his neighbors. He didn't have any. You know,
right.
He lives out there in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And sometimes these situations really crop up. I had another customer that the neighbor actually just went down on our customer's property, and it was clearly marked property line. Well, they took out all his trees.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You can't go to somebody's property and just take out trees.
Right. Well, but maybe you've had a conversation, and they know about it, and they're okay with it.
He was
but
not happy.
When you don't, you can't do that.
And he made the neighbor pay him so much money for each tree that he took out.
Right.
So I love trees. You know, we have them at our office in Hayesville. It's a very beautiful office. But I've had situations with trees at our office, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I've got good cussing over trees, haven't I?
Yes.
So we had a tree that was in our Hazel office, and this is back in the day before we were completely virtual, because we have our server, all of our computer systems are maintained in the cloud.
Yeah.
So this is before there was the cloud.
Right,
days.
We had an actual server in the location.
And what was I doing every time it stormed?
Worrying about if something's going to happen or lightning's going to strike, and then we're going to have all of our data's gone.
Yeah, all of our customer records are more important to me than the building burning down.
Right.
So we had a very large oak tree right outside of our computer server, where our server room.
Right, that's right.
And it was like a lightning rod. So I was concerned that something would happen to that tree, and I had to have the tree removed.
Right.
That's what happened.
You had people getting mad at us. It's our property, and they were getting mad at us for removing the tree, but we had to do it to protect our business and our data.
I hate to see a tree come down, too, but people were coming off the road, what could that tree for, buddy? Why are you doing that? And I said, well, you know, we got a computer down there. You know,
right.
You know, it was people were not happy about seeing a tree cut down.
No, not either.
You know, I like trees. Trees are beautiful.
But you have to be careful with your trees, too. Certain types of trees will have roots.
Yes.
So we had this happen in our Hayesville location. We have a beautiful maple tree that I loved and did not want to get rid of, but the roots had actually gone down into our septic pipes and our all of our piping and had grown into it. So we basically had to remove that tree because it's caused a lot of problems because of the root system.
Well, it's amazing how fast time goes.
Yes.
And you're talking to your wife about insurance. It's just so romantic.
Oh, yes, it's so romantic,
So next week we're going to be having our special Valentine's show, correct?
Yes.
So we look forward to hearing or talking to you guys next week. Thank you for listening to Peace of Mind. This is Mark and Kathy Moore on 95.1 Talk of the Mountains, WJRB.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.